Welcome, and I am here with Dave, who is representing Habitat for Humanity, and it's one of New Hope's chartered missions that we have, and it's been that way for 18 years now. And New Hope is part of a multi-church coalition called Loaves and Fishes that annually helps sponsor and build a new home in the Denver metro area for families in need. And so Dave's going to kind of explain a little bit about what this all means and what Habitat does and what do they need from us. And so, Dave, as a quick refresh,
yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about Habitat?
Absolutely. And I often talk about what we need, and I will cover that. But it's a great question, because Habitat, probably best described through their overall Habitat Metro Denver's mission, which is to put God's love into action through bringing people together to build homes, to build community, and to build hope. And I think that's what Habitat really does. Building these, you know, safe, affordable homes for people gives them that community and creates hope. And when I think about Habitat, you know, a couple interesting numbers are they've helped over 1 million families worldwide, either through construction or home repair or other things. And if you do the, you know, math on that, it's a home being supplied to somebody in some form or fashion every 4 minutes, basically.
Wow.
So there's a massive amount of this. We do a lot inside Denver, inside Colorado, but this is a worldwide activity. And their overall vision is really to make sure everyone has basically safe, affordable home. So then
tell us more about what a difference this all makes in a community and somebody's life.
Yeah, excellent question. I think, you know, to me, when I've had the privilege of working side by side with the folks that are going to own these homes, that are coming into this and putting their heart, soul, money, and time into this, they're often, you know, families, and they've been living in very densely packed places, often dangerous places. This gives them an opportunity. And one of the things that I love when you talk about Habitat is particularly Habitat Metro Denver. Kids growing up inside a Habitat Metro Denver home, 98% graduate high school, which is great, but that's also 19% higher than Colorado's overall average. So it's not only making a great home to bring kids up, it's making it even better than our average overall by a lot. So it's honestly changing the world one family at a time. And in this time of, you know, the pandemic and all these tensions going on, having a safe home is really important, more important than ever in this, Jordan.
And that safe home also gives that consistency and a place that,
yeah,
you know,
really,
because people tend to move around a lot if they're having trouble finding housing. Yeah,
really does. And you know, often this is one thing that's really important to me to touch on, because often there's a misperception that these homes are actually given to folks.
Sure.
Which is anything but the case, as you know. These are homes where there's a whole qualification process, and these are low to moderate income families that are qualified for this. And then once they're approved to be in the program, they're not only paying the actual mortgage and closing costs at a affordable rate, no more than 30% of their income, but they're investing 200 hours for each adult of their own work, their own sweat equity as part of this. So there's a huge investment going into this by each and every family.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you get to work alongside them, right?
It is. That's the coolest thing out there. It is just such a wonderful thing. And honestly, I've had the great privilege as a core volunteer doing this every week to work with people that are working on their home, that are working on someone else's home. And quite honestly, they're often working one or two other jobs, sometimes three other jobs, in addition to putting in this time. But they're doing it to create an opportunity for their family as part of this.
So given that we're in the time of this pandemic,
yeah.
What does that mean for work on homes and volunteering? How does that work out?
Great question. When COVID ramped up back in March, Habitat shut down all volunteer shifts really quickly. They've been very clear their priority is volunteers, their own folks, and absolutely homeowners. So they shut everything off. They did keep their paid Habitat supervisors working, and they moved from more of a supervisor capacity to a hands-on to kind of keep things going, because that's a very small number. They could have smaller team social distancing. So that's what it was for a period of time. Recently, core volunteers, people like me that normally work every week on Habitat, have been brought back in small numbers. So I've been back for a couple months now working on homes. I'm doing that once a week. Very clear protocols on this. It's masks, temperature, hand washing, small teams, social distance, incredibly careful. So we've been doing that, like I said, for a couple months with a small number of people ramping up, making sure protocols worked. And this is true across new construction, the production shop, restore, everywhere else. Very focused on doing the right things right. They're also now beginning to ramp up faith coalitions like the one we're part of, Loaves and Fishes, and also corporate sponsors too. Doing this once again with small teams in the beginning, and ramping up slowly. So end of August, end of September, we'll see opportunities within Loaves and Fishes. And I've been reaching out to the New Hope folks here. And it's obviously everybody's choice. Right. But we've had folks raise their hand after hearing about what the protocols are, which is a wonderful thing, and I'm always so very grateful for it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those times where I think everybody's trying to do their best and the ways that of trying to make things safe for people to volunteer.
It is. And I'm just overjoyed that things kept moving forward. If you haven't had the opportunity to be at a home closing, at a home dedication for one of these families, it is a priceless, heart-touching thing to see a family come in, multiple children, and suddenly these kids are seeing this is their house. And they're often moving from an apartment where they may have been with another family as well that had, pock marks on the outside from bullets, and it's moving into a place that is it's a good neighborhood, it's safe, it's affordable, it gives them a path toward a brighter future.
Yeah, great. So how can folks help at this time? Yeah. You mentioned you're starting to ask people about volunteering and working. What are some other ways too that they can get involved?
Yeah. So New Hope's always been wonderful about three things, and I think those three things are really, really key. Certainly volunteers, and I think we're doing pretty good on that, so I'm not here as much asking for volunteers. If you haven't been contacted, if you haven't seen, and you are interested in that, please contact me. I'd love to have that conversation. Number two is financial, helping out financially. And in this time of COVID and this pandemic and the challenging market, that's where we can use the most help. Inside New Hope, as you said, Habitat is a chartered mission, which means we have an annual offering that's kind of targeted toward that folks can contribute particularly to that if they want. And of course, you can contribute any time of year, any time to Habitat. Your check to New Hope just with Habitat down in the actual memo line. But for this window, we'll be asking in this offering to please consider Habitat, because they've been going through the same challenges everybody else has. They've had to cut full-time folks. They've had to do things. They're keeping it very, very safe, but doing it on much fewer resources than in the past. And it's just critical, because keeping these homes going, as everybody knows, it's a multi-month project to make it happen. And third, what New Hope's always been great about is prayers and uplifting this, keeping the folks on the site and the new families and everybody involved in your prayers, thoughts, and it's just really, truly appreciated, and it means so very much. So those are the three.
Yeah. Well, we also want to say thank you to everybody who is watching this too, that they have participated in some way with Habitat. We know there's a large group of people at New Hope who have gone to a site and worked.
Yeah.
Those of you that have given, and those of you that have prayed, because this is a very important way to get families into a home, and like you said, a safe home, a place where kids can thrive. So this has been a mission very dear and near to New Hope's heart. So thanks.
Oh, thank you. And you're absolutely right. Thank you to everyone that's contributed and come out and kept us in the whole theme in prayers, because it's so priceless. I'm always so proud of New Hope as part of this coalition, because we definitely carry our are part of this, and it's just such a critical opportunity to, again, make the world better one home at a time, one family at a time.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Jordan.